Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time!
With Bruce Buffer. And now, it's time for the voice of mixed martial arts.
We are live!
It's Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer.
It's time.
From the shores of Malibu where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of... Where am I going?
Wherever the hell the UFC's going!
Where the UFC is happening.
Wait, where the hell is Sam
announcing.
Going? What is happening right now?
I forgot. I was in Vegas last weekend. I'm not going for the show this weekend. Joe's going to be in my place at the show.
There's no show this weekend, for the record.
Oh, wait a second. Let's go back to that. And to the streets of Las Vegas on June 5th, where the UFC is happening, and I'm not announcing. How's that? Hey. Your opening right there. You got
Oh,
it.
My God. See, I like opening like this. But you all right, Buffer? Are you going to make it?
Roll with that.
I'm so good and so primed and so ready. You know what? Hi, Sammy. The beautiful, sensual, wonderful, amazing. Oh, you look so pretty today. No makeup, and look at you. Incredible. What a natural beauty you are, Sammy.
I'm not wearing any makeup either, for the record.
I was going to get
so
to
this.
TJ, know how handsome you look. Everybody's good. I'm the one that just got out of bed, so it's all good. So this is the way I look, Sammy.
Wow, very, very, very suave.
Oh,
see, Buffer's got that like natural Italian, I grew up in Malibu glow about him.
Yeah.
Me, not so much. Like, I got the Italian last name, but the complexion of a Scandinavian.
What? I know what that means. It's called blinded by the light. Sorry.
Right, yes.
Yeah, the dome hit. So, everybody good? TJ?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You were in Mexico last
week? No, I was in Kansas City. I go to Mexico next week.
Next week. There he is. World traveler. Sammy,
well, not really.
You?
It's either Mexico or Kansas City. Those are the only two places I go.
You're traveling. That's all I can say.
It's true.
Listen, I mean, I'm traveling too. It's, you know, Houston, Jacksonville. We got Arizona coming up. I can't wait for that show.
Oh, the UFC's killing it.
It's killing it. And Sammy?
Hi.
Hi. I understand life's doing really well for you. Things are happening. We know some things happening we can't talk about. We'll make an announcement about that at another time. Keep everybody thinking, right?
Yeah.
What we talked about yesterday.
I know.
Oh, hey, another destination. I hung out with Sam since we last spoke.
Yes, you
what?
Tell DJ. Yeah.
Where was I? What's up with that? Where was I?
I believe you were actually in Houston, but I made my way out to, where was it, Valencia?
Yeah, Penthouse Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember
what a
that.
Gorgeous place, by the way. Just that's one of the coolest buildings. You can just feel like the iconic history of that publication there when you walk around the building and see all the covers and whatnot.
TJ, were you surrounded by beautiful women aside from the beautiful Sammy Phillips?
No, I mean, I was just there for my photo shoot, you know.
Oh.
Why are you laughing, Sam?
TJ had a photo shoot at Penthouse? Hello, I was accepted to Playgirl when I was 28. I don't think it was that kind. I didn't do the shoot, by the way.
By the way, don't you worry, Bruce. I'm going to get a photo shoot with you in Penthouse soon enough. I have a feeling.
I'm feeling too. I'm hearing inklings. I like it.
Okay. But anyway, so TJ, tell Bruce why you're at Penthouse.
I was helping them get a podcast studio set up, put together. So it's pretty fun.
Oh, that's great. Very cool. Sammy, you going to be the host of the podcast?
Yes, I am. And TJ is putting it all together and he's going to be our guy. He's going to make our elements and our sweet packages and do all the stuffs for us.
Right.
That's amazing. That's so cool. So above.
And this has been, by the way, years in the making because what was it like 2017 or something was the last time you took a trip out to Penthouse?
Yes.
For a similar discussion, but this actually led to something, which makes me super thrilled.
Right. This time it's happening.
Yeah, I know.
always keep punching, always keep closing, ABC, APC.
Get it. So what I was going to do, Brucey, was do like a penthouse podcast and have segments with interviews with celebrities, adult stars, interesting women in the world.
You mean like we do on It's Time? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Do some penthouse history, some vault stuff, and just make it the world of penthouse. And then another show that I want to get off the ground is going back to our roots. One of the more iconic features in the actual magazine, besides obviously the pets, are penthouse letters.
Oh, and yeah.
I know most men have read them, found them in their dad's penthouse, or their dad's had them in their grandpa's penthouse since it's been around since 1965. So I just want to do a show where I have guest pets come in and read a bunch of letters and do it on camera and have it be really sexy and then have the audio go everywhere. And it's like a bedtime story.
I may be interested in doing that too. As a matter of fact, when I was younger, by the way, younger, I just celebrated 64 on Friday. You know, it all went well. Yay. And I want to thank, before I get into this, I want to thank everybody out there. I was inundated with more birthday wishes on social media, text, email than ever.
Was I the first?
What's that?
Was I the first?
No, it's always happened, but it was
No. Was I the first chronologically? Because I was pretty damn quick.
You were pretty damn early. Yeah, you were very, very quick.
I think I was 12:30 Pacific time.
Yeah, no, you were definitely probably the first, if not one of the first, aside from my family, who I had dinner with the night before celebrating my birthday.
Well, that's not fair.
To Vegas to be quarantined alone in a hotel room, and which went great. Honestly, everything came through. So I want to thank everybody, all the love I received from my close friends and from the fans. Thank you. Thank you so much. It just made, believe me, a guy sitting alone in his room on his birthday, reading and hearing verbally all these messages being sent to me, made my birthday very special. And get this, when I checked into the hotel, I was going to buy a cupcake with a candle, right? Which I had to like blow out and celebrate my birthday. Right. There was a bundt cake waiting for me from one of the best places in Vegas. From people I didn't know who it was, at HIS, wow, which turned out to be the Holiday Inn group. And it was one of the most delicious devil's food bundt cakes. Now, I don't eat sweets. This thing was this big, right?
Right.
I left and checked out of my room on Sunday. It was this big. I ate the whole thing almost. And I don't eat sugar. I got to tell you, I felt like crap Sunday and Monday. And sugar definitely has an effect on the body if you don't eat sugar. Let's just put it that way.
You know what I thought about doing? I thought about buying a Bruce Buffer cameo for Bruce Buffer.
Oh, don't you ever buy one from me, TJ. Everybody else, please enjoy.
Great idea. I'm
doing 10 or more cameos a day now. It's gotten really, really busy. But TJ, come on, working together, there's a gift that keeps giving back and forth. You never pay for it.
No, I know. But I did. I don't know if Sam saw it, but I found the video where Bruce almost kills Brian during that surprise party we threw for him a few years ago. So I reposted that.
That was very cool. That's what I remember. Anyway, thank you all for my birthday. And let's get on to the other thing. I forgot what the heck I was talking about before, but what was I talking about before I interrupted?
I don't know. Something about you not being at the next UFC show or
something. Okay, well, brain fart city. But anyway, yes, I won't be at the next UFC show in June, but I am going to be at the one June 12th. I can't wait for that show. Big, huge show. Actually, Kristen's going.
Really?
Oh, by the way, Kristen's mother passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was fighting a long, heartfelt battle. Horrible. And then Kristen went when she was told her mother was going to be able to live for a year. Long story cut short, she went to Arizona with my godson, her son, Henry. Very rough 4 days because one day in, they told her she had 3 days left and she passed away 2 days
later. Oh, no. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. Very rough. So Kristen able to be there by her mom's side?
Yeah, she wrote a beautiful Instagram post of them holding hands, and it was just very, very touching. Her mom's like my mom, her best friend ever, you know. So my condolences and best wishes go out to Kristen, Chris, Henry, and Rupert, all the family. And I knew her mother, too, as you can imagine. And love you, Mimi. May you rest in peace. I have to say that on this show.
Can I just say that is one of the most beautiful relationships I've ever seen between Bruce and Kristen? Like, people don't get along. Like these two people, you know, former lovers, now still very much best friends. You have something very special with her, Bruce.
More special than beyond belief, as I wrote in my book while we're touching on the subject. When you meet somebody special in life, sure, what if we did get married and we had a successful relationship and children and all that? But, you know, I kid on the show before, but I'm kind of semi-serious. Kristen and I have this relationship for 24 years, side by side, Monday through Friday, more than she spends with her husband, with him working. The best friendship is there. It's almost like a surrogate husband-wife relationship, you know?
Well, I think you guys realized that you're better friends than anything else.
Oh, and, the best.
And you've been partners ever since.
My life will end, as hers will, whenever that time comes, with us by each other's side, as best friends forever.
Yeah.
No question. We're family. She's my sister, period. That's it. The sister I never had, period.
None of my ex-girlfriends even want to be in the same state as me, let alone the same building.
Actually, I'm friends with a lot of my serious ex-girlfriends. The only two I'm not friends with are because they got mad at me because I wouldn't marry them. And they wouldn't talk to me. So that's it. What can I say?
Oh, well, hey, you know, like
never been married, almost divorced twice. Still here. All good. Hey, Sammy, I'm taking a vacation. Can you believe I'm taking a vacation this weekend? I'm going to the Montauk. Let me just say the montage. I don't want to say where. I want privacy. I just screwed up. Anyway, so I'm going to this amazing resort, beachfront resort, right? So I reserved a room, and it's a pretty high rate, but I got a half price on a very expensive room, right? So I call up to verify my reservation yesterday, and they said, no, that room 306, which has a wraparound balcony, Sammy, my friend and I are going to go spend the weekend there. And I can't wait to show her. And it's like a wraparound balcony. The sun sets in front of it. It's perfect, right? Got a sailboat on Sunday, spying it up on the weekend. I really want to do something special. So they go, nope, the room's going to be with somebody else. We're going to have to put you somewhere else. I go, what? I have an email here. I have a reservation, right? And they go, so sorry, Bruce, we're big fans of yours. Oh, I appreciate that. Then if you're such a big fan of the UFC, and I really do, I don't get caught up, but thank you. Can you see what you can do? Well, we have a room next door. The Catalina suite is $7,000 a day. No. It's okay. That's really nice. I'm glad to hear. 1,600 square feet. It's got whatever. And I go, no. That's okay. Well, they say, okay, I'll call you back. I said, just see what you can do. Calls me back 20 minutes later and says, listen, we're really sorry. The screw up. We're all fans of you and the UFC. So we're putting you in the Catalina suite for the same exact price that you were paying us for the other room because it hasn't been rented yet. I mean, it's only 2 days from now or tomorrow, right?
No, that's wonderful.
That talk about a birthday gift. Seriously, that's crazy. Anyway, I know that sounds crazy, but I'm not paying $7,000 a day or anywhere near it. So there you go.
But that's like a gift from God. Think about it. Like
I know. It's amazing because I don't take vacations. I travel a lot, but I have not had a vacation in like 2 or 3 years.
That's so great.
Okay, enough of me.
You know the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go get a spa, maybe a facial.
Get what?
A facial.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a manicure, pedicure.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I don't care. I'm a man. All right, let's just say about it. I mean, my friend and I are going to get the full thing. What's the full thing? A spa day. It's massage, mani, pedi, facial. You know what? Men, women take care of themselves for you. Listen to Uncle Buffy. And I'm telling you, take care of yourselves for your women. You happy girlfriend, happy wife, happy life, period.
Pampered is the verb.
The weekend that Bruce and I did market research together.
Show prep, for the record.
Prep. In Vegas, right? We stayed in a great suite and... after this big, there was like an awards, I think, that you took me to as your date. It was super fun.
The fight awards.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I remember like Urijah or whatever his name is.
Uriah.
He shattered a leg or a hip or that year. Whatever.
God, I don't know. There's been so many of those, Sammy. I can't remember.
Jesus. It was big news to me. I'm like, holy wow. Okay. So anyway, you sent me off to the spa to go do a whole bunch of different things. And I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. And then you went off to the spa to go do a whole bunch of things. And I was like, look at him go. No wonder he's so good looking and put together and smells good and clean and nails. Like a pro tip for guys, like chicks don't like dirt under your nails and black or white in your teeth.
Oh,
please. You're like,
really?
Shit in your ears.
They're not fans of that. This is all news to me. I had no
idea. All news to me, right?
or hairs, not just in your ears. But hold on.
No, bro, these hairs.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, damn it.
Oh, no, I just spilled coffee everywhere. Okay, hold on. So hang on. So not just, hang on a second. So not just, oh God, this is terrible. Not just hairs here, but hairs like growing out the tips.
Hey, well, what are we doing here?
What's going on here?
What is happening?
I spilled coffee all over my rug. I care way more about my rug than I do my granny bra.
Right now, everybody's hoping you're going to spill everything on that table. Go ahead, Sammy.
Bruce, are we still able to put this on YouTube?
Are we getting back to the SNR days of our old show? What? Whoa.
I have no idea.
Let me finish what Sammy's saying. Sammy, basically, you're very correct. Gentlemen out there, I've given some dating advice on the show, my own viewpoints. Again, starting with, if you don't make eye contact with a girl, don't talk to her, make eye contact for a second. What Sammy's talking about is completely correct, what I touched on. Manscaped has the right idea. We all know what they're all about. But one of the first things I look at on a woman, Sammy, me personally, is the nails, the way they groom themselves. If you groom your nails, then you're grooming everywhere. As a man, if your nails look good, then obviously you're grooming yourself properly.
And it's not just your nails. More importantly, it's your feet. It's the part that nobody really sees.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that Eddie Murphy movie where he wakes up and then he had that one night sex and she has those crazy claw feet?
Yeah, it had one title in it where he was like a shallow hell. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I forget it, but I know the movie. It was Halle Berry was in that movie.
Do we need to take a break?
No, Sammy, are you going to get undressed anymore? Because we can take a break.
Hey, can somebody pass me some paper towels?
Maybe a shirt.
Hey, Ty. Okay. A couple, because I spilled coffee all over the rug. And then I had to take off my top. And
Bruce, I don't know if this is the highest rated It's Time or like the worst episode. I don't know what's happening.
I think we're making up. One is making up for the other.
You know, I think so. Okay. If you don't watch It's Time on YouTube and you only listen to the audio version, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, no, it's all wrong. Okay.
Right. Yeah, you've got to subscribe and watch us on YouTube. You are so missing out. Right now, you are completely missing out. Sammy.
Yeah.
What? Are you not wearing pants? Sammy. Like, what are you doing?
I'm getting a little worried.
No, I have shorts on.
It's okay that it's I really don't know what to say, but I'm going to go into some other stuff. Okay?
In other news,
Puncher's Chance is knocking down doors like there's no tomorrow. Let me list you the awards we just won. You ready?
Yeah.
For taste, we won the Ascot Awards Taste Competition with a double platinum award. We won the gold medal in the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. We won the silver medal in the Denver International Spirits Competition. The design of the bottle and the label, we won the gold medal at the Ascot Awards. We won the gold medal at the Denver International Spirits Awards. And we won the bronze medal at the SIP Awards for individual bottle design. It's selling like crazy. I'm very happy about that. Everybody enjoy your Puncher's Chance. Go to, what is it, Drippy?
Drizzly.
Drizzly, D-R-I-Z-L-Y.
Which is also what Sam did to her entire floor with coffee. She got a little drizzly with it.
Go to Drizzly. If you don't have any local stores, go to drizzly.com, D-R-I-Z-L-Y. In California, you can go to sipwhiskey.com and get your Puncher's Chance in time for UFC 263 in Phoenix. And I will toast you from the octagon. Guy Fieri sent me a picture, which I posted. Guy Fieri is the Food Network star.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend.
So he has his own mezcal, but he sent back that he loved Puncher's Chance, sent me a picture I posted. And I just read Guy Fieri just scored an $80 million deal with the Food Network, making him the highest paid cable host ever.
That's huge. Good for him.
Good for him.
He's got a great restaurant. There's one in Vegas. There's I think maybe one or two down here in Southern California as well. He's got a lot of restaurants, but one that is actually like themed based on his show on the Food Network, and it's quite good.
Yeah, he sent me to it over in Vegas. It's burgers and fries and all that kind of food, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's over by, I think, Planet Hollywood, I think.
Yeah,
Hollywood. Yeah, it's very, very good food.
And speaking of good restaurants in Vegas, for my birthday, previously my friend and I went to Piero's. And then I had to go back when I was back last weekend, and she wasn't with me, but John Morgan joined me at Piero's.
I saw that. I saw the photo. Yeah. It looked like you guys were having a good time.
Oh, we had a great time. But when you're in this restaurant, it's like, when am I going to get whacked? It's like right out of like the old Vegas days. And it was just, it's such a joy to be there.
I'm sure you're sitting with your back against the wall in the corner. I know how you roll.
Back against the wall, TJ. You know how I am.
Yeah.
Always, I got the exits, everything planned out. I see every, no matter what room I walk into in life, even a clothing store, I know exactly where to get out, where to get in, and where to be safe. It's just
my favorite restaurant in Vegas actually closed during COVID, and I'm horribly sad about it.
What is it?
It was called Serendipity 3.
I heard about it, never went there.
Yeah, so basically it's a fantastic place for desserts and things like that. They have good food as well, but
where's number 1 and 2?
That's a great question. I think they're all called Serendipity 3. There's only like a handful of them, but yeah, no. I mean, no longer.
Along with others, but you know what? In June, Vegas opens up. I went to Mandalay Bay. They're opening up all over. The tables are open now. I'm still wearing my mask. People are not wearing masks. I'm wondering when the hot season is over, where we're going to go.
There are schools that are no longer requiring masks in this country.
I just hope, I hope everything works out, but because as long as people are getting vaccinated, of which I think 40 to 50% of the population is, and then like 40 or more percent don't want to, that's where the difference is going to come in when the cold season comes back. Let's just hope that we don't go back into another surge.
Well, what's amazing to me is, like I said, I was in Kansas City last week, and for Invicta, we're still very much on lockdown COVID protocol like you are with the UFC. But you look outside and the world is just operating like normal. So it's almost more so now a choice than it was when people kind of fought against it when this all first started. And that's sort of the problem. Like, we're so close, guys. We're so damn close. Just give us like 6 more weeks.
Yeah. Let's not screw it up, please. Let's get there. Anyway,
what's up,
I got back.
Yeah.
I got back from Houston.
My bra.
Beautiful cat. Hey, Sammy, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Yearbook photos. You took them. I took them, but this is different. Parents and students.
I started a yearbook photo. I only went to ninth grade.
Okay. Well, here at Florida High School, a yearbook photo.
I went to grades up to ninth grade. I graduated ninth grade. I went to two months of 10th grade. Dropped out.
Did you ever take photos for school?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, so when I was tiny, you know, with like a bow tie and
right. You never like did the whole senior photo and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no,
all right. So the senior photo, a freshman at this school in Florida, right, saw her yearbook photo, but she noticed they put a black bar over her cleavage in the picture, right?
That's
now,
a problem.
That's a problem. But for years, there've been plenty of those pictures. Oh, here we go. Okay, Sammy. Not quite like
Come
that,
on,
Sammy. She
Sam.
Wasn't like that, Sammy.
Come on. You're going to get kicked off YouTube.
So, it's a bra. And it's not even a bra. It's like a meta. It's the thing that you wear when you recover from a tit job. So it is the least, like, if you think this is attractive, there is a problem. I had no bras. And
I don't know any man that's not going to think it's attractive. That's all I'm going to say. Now, let me finish the story.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Sammy. So let the viewers enjoy. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to us on YouTube, this is all the more reason you need to subscribe to us on YouTube now. Okay, so now.
I don't know if it's saying, like, if I yawn when I get, like, somewhat uncomfortable, but I've been attacked with yawns ever since Sam spilled coffee.
Well, whatever.
Maybe this is my poker tell, Buffer. I don't know.
That's your poker
tell.
And
then I think Bruce turns red. And
I yawn.
After all I've seen in my life, if I turn red now, it's a compliment. Let's put that
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I know.
It does happen all the time.
With you, it does, Sammy. So here, guys, listen to me.
And Sam squeaks like a freaking greasy or an ungreased wheel. I don't understand.
So, Sammy, here we go. Now, 80 photos of female students were altered to mask their cleavage. I'm looking at a before and after picture here, and we're just talking about a blouse with a little bit of cleavage.
It's ridiculous.
But the school masked all their cleavage. Yeah. I mean, there's been cleavage forever in high school photos.
Here's the thing that bothers me about it, Bruce, is obviously the school is making a decision about what is and isn't appropriate, which is only going to give kids of that age self-awareness and body, you know, complexes. And like that, when you have image issues at that age, it can be a very big problem.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I mean, unless somebody's being very flamboyant, then obviously the photographer, when they walked into the picture, would say, hey, you need to change your blouse.
She's wearing a low cut blouse. Like, she's not wearing pasties, guys. Like, calm down.
Yeah. Tank tops and shirts, they said, are not acceptable except in physical education classes. Well,
there's some kids that can't help it.
Their tits are fucking flopping. Have you seen these girls in gym? Their tits are like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, with a low cut fucking thing, like something like this, you know, flopping and, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm serious. I yawn so much on this show. What are you doing to me, Sam? What are you doing?
All right, Sam. All right, well, let's get past the cleavage. All right, so what did Dana White say when the Ultimate Fighter started? So you want to be a fighter?
Do you want to be a fighter?
Do you want to be a fighter? So I'm going to ask you guys one thing. Do you want to be a flight attendant?
No.
A Southwest flight attendant lost two teeth after a woman, two teeth after an altercation with a passenger, right?
What?
Yep. Following a series of incidents. On this plane, an assault left this flight attendant with facial injuries and two missing teeth. And basically, they're asking for help because there's like an epidemic now of aggression and assault happening on planes, whether it's from the mask or the people don't want to be masked or whatever. But there is no reason. They arrested the Southwest passenger on suspicion of felony battery.
Suspicion. I mean, that's putting
it was
nicely.
A she. It was a woman.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but I mean, the fact that maybe I'm just lazy, guys, but there are very few things in this world that I would actually throw blows over. And anything
always a lady, not to jump in with the sexism and shit, but it's always women throwing blows and doing to fisticuffs.
Not always, but a lot. I agree.
It's hardly ever guys because you guys have more to worry about. Like,
well, let me ask you this, Sam. Do you think it's like a sense of entitlement that these people are impassioned to get this angry to where they act out physically? Because like when I'm on a plane, guys, like Bruce, I know you're always sitting up there in business class. You're riding the high life. But for me, like, I just always assume I'm going to get stuck in the middle seat and my life for the next 2 to 6 hours is going to suck. So
but you can pre-book your seat unless you're on, if you're on Southwest, get biz select.
I know, Bruce. I'm just saying for posterity purposes, I come in with the mindset that this is not going to be a fun experience. So therefore, when I get put in that, you know, bad situation, I'm just like, well, you know what? Let's throw in some earbuds and get this thing over with. These other people seem to think like they expect first class treatment.
Well, my problem is I would probably get involved in the altercation to stop it if something happened. But you know what? That's just what I do or what I would do.
That's different. That's different, though. Sam, what do you think it is?
I was going to say Xanax could play a part in it, and I'll tell you why.
Ooh, that's a good call.
No, I'm telling you, I have a friend who I will remain nameless, who was involved in a public, publicized altercation on an airplane where she slapped the shit out of a flight attendant.
Ooh.
All drunk and on Xanax.
No recollection of this?
Passes out and wakes up handcuffed.
Yeah.
Her seat in first class where
I can see that too, because the altitude definitely plays a factor in how those substances can affect a person too. Not so much Xanax, but I've taken Ambien before.
To mix certain drugs, right? And for certain people, like certain people can take a fucking bar of Xanax or a part of a Xanax or whatever and drink. Certain people, you know, down a couple of bars of Xanax and have a couple of drinks and you already have aggressive and you're pissed off about your life. And then some ladies refusing to bring you another drink because perhaps you appear to be intoxicated or fucked up. And she refuses. And then all of a sudden it's like, rawr, and you're on a fucking plane. You're in federal airspace, dude.
Yeah, no, I've taken Ambien before to try to sleep, guys. And I'm a sleepwalker, and Ambien only makes that worse. Like, I've had full-on conversations with people.
I will tell you right now, I told you before on the phone when you mentioned it, Lunesta, I don't take, I avoid prescription drugs, as you know, as much as possible. But in the international travel, I do carry Lunesta. Lunesta, very small dose, 20 milligrams, I think it is, or 10. Sleep for 8 hours, you wake up with no after effects whatsoever. None.
You feel refreshed?
Absolutely.
Really? Wow.
It's the best. And the other thing I recommend too is if you're into it, take an edible. You know, take a THC or a CBD sleep remedy. It does help. Yeah.
By the way, I have countless cop friends who all declare that they've never come across like a violent offender just on weed.
Yeah,
like,
we've talked about that for years with Brian. Yeah,
Sammy said Brian's famous line is, "I never arrested somebody for a fight behind a bar because they just smoked a joint." Okay.
Yeah. Or ate an edible. You know.
Yeah. Bottom line. Okay. Now, Here's the thing now. Let's get back to this too. Okay, get this.
I'm going to need an edible to get through this show because Sam's just driving me crazy with this.
Well, it takes about an hour and a half to take effect, so you're stuck. All right.
Well, maybe the next hour and a half will be even a better episode. I don't know.
There we go. 52.
What are you doing?
Sammy, what are you, she's showing off the fit. What are you, 52, Sammy?
No, I'm 55.
God, you look great, honey. You look great. You look great. So now get this. On the story we just said, between April 8th and May 15th on Southwest, there were 477 passenger misconduct incidents.
Wow.
In like a six-week period?
In a six-week period.
Southwest is out of control.
Out of control.
Is that like because it's the budget airline? Do you think that's why that's that many incidents?
But then it's Spirit.
No, I bet if you go onto other airlines, you're going to find a similar situation.
That's true, too. I Spirit, like you said, Sammy, is the most budget airline. They charge you to breathe on that freaking plane.
No, they charge you for everything on that plane.
Yeah, but Southwest is sort of the go-to if you want a lower fare option with, you know, you don't have to pay for luggage on Southwest.
No, you're going to get 20-30% less than American or usually. I mean, I've been pricing up flights also.
I fly primarily United, but this last week was the first time I've had to sit in a middle seat in a long time.
Not fun.
And well, I made the mistake. Get this. This is something Sammy might do. I showed up to the airport 3 hours late, but a day early. I was wrong. I was
wrong.
Never
do that.
What's that?
I would never do that.
Okay, well then maybe it's just me. I normally fly on Tuesdays when I go to Invicta, but for whatever reason, we flew on Monday, and I didn't realize that until my plane had already left and had to pay for the change fee. And man, it is not fun to sit in the middle seat.
No.
You're not a small guy.
No, the worst though I had recently was a man sitting in the middle seat decided to take his shoes and socks off and set his foot on my lap.
Oh my God, no.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have a friend named Kathleen who I've known her. She's like one of those Facebook friends that I've had on Facebook forever. And it was way before her Instagram account blew up and became what it is now. And it's famous. And I'm sure you guys have seen it. If not, you guys, I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. It's called Passenger Shaming.
Yeah.
At Passenger Shaming. So my girlfriend, Kathleen, flight attendant, she had a blog.
Wait, this is her account?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Foot guy? I tweeted this and this ended up on that account.
Oh yeah, that's my girlfriend's account, Kathleen.
That's awesome.
So she turned her blog into this Instagram account years ago and it just took off and she got all of her stewardess girlfriends and guy friends to submit photos and stuff. And then once people saw that publicly you could submit and tag, it just turned into a whole thing. She's got merchandise. She's been on all the talk shows. I mean, she really turned it into a whole fucking business. And it's such a cultural snapshot. Like, it's incredible the fucking shit that you see people try and get away with on an airplane. And I'm going to be honest, thank God that this was not around when I was a child. And I mean, child, is that the one you?
I'm, where am I here? So like that dude's foot is on my leg pretty much.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
And that ended up on the passenger shaming Twitter and Instagram.
That is fucking crazy.
And like people really got on me about saying like, oh, you could have said something rather than taking a photo. I did say something and he did nothing about it. And while it's disgusting to have another person's foot on your body,
just to say
the smell was the most offensive thing.
Oh God.
That's the first thing I thought of before you even said he put it on your body. I just thought the simple fact of him taking off his shoes and socks was disgusting.
And I just let it go. Cause he was a younger guy and I could tell it was the first time he'd ever flown. I took a photo. I put it online. I kept his face off of it. Maybe I'm a bad person for doing so, but in that moment, that was the only way I was going to get through that because I don't like touching other people's feet, guys.
Oh my God.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, but you know what? It This gets back, you know, you talk about your friend got popular. Another company that I'm a founder of that I announced the other week, Millions.co. Sammy, I don't know if you're familiar or not, but if you look up look up Millions.co on your computer right now. We developed this, I'm a co-founder in this site, which helps fighters, boxers, MMA fighters, Muay Thai fighters to start.
For now, you're gonna expand this. It's going to blow up. Yeah.
Every sport, including even like UTJ, Herb Dean, referee, everything.
Personalities. I just think personalities in the public space that need a following, that have a following that they can monetize.
Yeah, the site is a mixture of like the ability to do Cameo, to do Ask Me Anything conversations where the professional fighters charge for interaction with their fans. I'm teaching them how to monetize and brand themselves. But at the same time, Sammy, without them even spending a dime on their end, we make merchandise and clothes for them, which sell on the site, right? And their own individual things. Because if you have like 2,000 or 200,000 followers, until you're a big fighter in like UFC or otherwise, you don't get a deal. And if you get a deal, it's usually for 10% of profits, give or take. We're giving 80% of the profits back to the fighters.
I was just going
to
say this, Bruce. Do you realize that this could change the whole, this could be a paradigm shift in the whole business model? Like I don't need to tell you.
What was that sharing music platform back in the day that everybody got all freaked out about?
Napster.
Yeah. I feel like it's on the verge of something.
It's not like
a new way of distributing, a new way of getting it out.
I see what Sam is saying. I think what Bruce is thinking is he's the capitalistic mind. Bruce is probably thinking like, we're not giving anything away for free. But no, you're right, Sam. Like it's thinking outside the box in a way that gives much more power to the artist, the musician, the creator. And, you know, Bruce, like, I'm sorry, when you say, hey, do you want to make 10% or do you want to make 80%? Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and at no cost to you,
right? It's you just collect.
Sign up, and you get accepted, and start talking to your fan base and build. I think it's going to be one of the biggest things happening within a year.
Oh, and then another thing too, when you're saying, Bruce, when people are getting behind these athletes before they blow up, that is very valuable in its own right. You know, if I'm going to go buy, let's say young Bruce Buffer. Not an announcer yet in the UFC, but I know he's killing it on the regional scene. I want to give Bruce Buffer my money because I think he's going to blow up. And then I can tell all my friends, look, I supported that dude before he blew up. Here's the damn t-shirt to prove it.
Yeah, exactly. And also we have proven fighters coming on. I can't mention their names now, but have huge followings. Because again, the promoters, they might have a deal. And as long as they have a non-exclusive deal with promotion, I'm not trying to take anything away from
my UFC.
But there's plenty of fighters out there. They're not making any money until they fight.
Yep.
I want to show them how to brand themselves with my 40 plus years of experience doing this and save them time and help them. That's my goal.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce.
I really am giving it out in a very non-selfish way.
I think, honestly, as we learn more and more about concussive force and injuries and traumatic injuries in the combat sports world, the window is going to close much faster than it has in the past for these athletes to make those big paydays. And if you are able to cash in on that before you get to those big paydays, it's really just going to benefit everyone involved.
Yeah, exactly. I'm testing it now too. Like I'm going to have an AMA called Ask Me Anything we do on millions.co on June 9th before the big UFC 263. And so fans pay.
Think about that access.
Yeah. They pay a small amount of money. Sure. Could I do an IG thing or whatever, Instagram, whatever. I'm teaching you how to monetize yourself.
Right. That's not special though. Like this is something special. This is almost a seminar. It's a workshop in a way.
Yeah.
And fighters can also have like their own, I don't want to call it a fight companion. That's Joe Rogan's thing, but they can have their own thing similar where people can watch the fight with their favorite fighter.
It's a portal to the world. It's unlimited access. Like that's the thing too. Like I feel like we forget the idea of what the internet really is about, guys. It's about connecting. It's about, you know, being able to be in touch with people from all over the world at any given moment. And I think as, you know, we tend to move forward, a lot of the interaction between people on social media, yes, it's interaction, but it's sanitized and disinfected in a way where it doesn't feel all that real and authentic. And you're just kind of opening up a window, Bruce, to have that real, honest to goodness interaction. And maybe there's a premium involved, but it's a premium that guarantees you real access, not just hoping someone sees a tweet, et cetera.
Hey, you can pay $69.95 and buy a pay-per-view, your favorite mixed martial arts event or boxing event. You can also pay, you know, less than 10 bucks and spend it with your favorite fighter.
Seriously. Think about that.
You know, I mean, think about that. It's a difference. Yeah. Guys, Oscar De La Hoya wants to fight Dana White.
What?
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
I'm sorry, Oscar. I'm not laughing at you, okay? And I'm certainly not laughing at my chief, Dana White. But there's all this back and forth between Dana and Oscar since Conor fought Habib, and Oscar was all upset.
Oh, it's gone on before that, Bruce.
Even before that. And, like, George St. Pierre was offered a chance to fight Oscar De La Hoya in boxing, right?
I'm happy that's not happening. Maybe I'm the minority
it's not happening
in that,
too.
But
I actually am happy it's not happening too. But Dana White, you know, basically put a kibosh on it from what I'm reading. And now Oscar wants, he says, well, if that's the case, then I'll kick your ass, is his words. Fight you.
The
celebrity thing
is. How come there's no, is it why no George St. Pierre's?
So the reason that George is a target for someone like Oscar is because George is considered by many the greatest mixed martial artist of all time, pound for pound. Yeah. But George is not a boxer. George is a competent striker, but George is not a boxer.
One of the best jabs in MMA.
Right. I mean, I used to, you know, kid by calling him Jab St. Pierre because he broke Josh Koscheck's orbital with the first punch of the fight with a jab. But the thing that is the reason that I don't want to see it happen is because Oscar would likely beat George. It doesn't really do anything but tarnish the legacy of George St. Pierre, even though it shouldn't because it's a boxing match. Yeah. But, you know, Dana White and company owns the rights to George's fighting career. Right. Why would you allow George to leave the company to go take a boxing match that does absolutely nothing for your brand, is only to the detriment of George's brand? And I know some people are saying, well, you guys are talking about empowering the athletes and making you know, athletes make money. George doesn't need the money. I mean, I understand that everybody could use some extra money, but at the cost of what? And personally, I just don't see there being a real reason. If George wants to go out and have a boxing match, make it happen with Anderson Silva. Something like that. Somewhere it's a little more fair.
After Anderson gets done with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
Right, but you see what I'm saying, Bruce? Like, I don't want to see, and that's another thing. George has never been vocal about wanting to even get into boxing. This isn't something that he has wanted to do. Anderson, he's wanted to do it his whole career. He's been calling out Roy Jones for a decade plus. I get it, Bruce, but for what? Like, again, if you are, I mean, the Dana White and company own the fighting rights of George. It's got to make sense on why you would give it away, essentially.
Agreed. You know, now this is an example where I think this whole exhibition boxing thing, remember I always said celebrity boxing 2, maybe 3 times a year. If they glutton this thing up too much.
Oh, it's going to kill it.
Really a marquee exhibition.
Yeah.
They're not going to get the response they want to get.
No. One that I do want to see, though, he's been calling for it. Doesn't sound like there'd be any UFC interruption with it. Tyron Woodley really wants to box Jake Paul. I'd want to see that. I'd like to see that.
Well, again, we know that Jake Paul just signed. Here's an example. It's Sam, you weren't on last week, but Jake Paul, Logan Paul's brother, they're both very different. It's kind of like 90 degrees of separation. Logan, you know, has told me his brother runs to his own tune. But he just, Jake Paul just signed a multi-fight deal with Showtime because he brings so many millions of eyeballs to the table.
Right.
And I think that deal was worth a minimum of 10 or 20 million or something.
But we got to see something that's a real boxing match at some point, Bruce, do we not?
No, I mean, I agree. But then again, his influencer fans are going to still watch no matter who he fights because these fans, these influencer fans are as rabid than UFC fans.
This is the thing that is troublesome to me, though. At what point do those fans just go, I don't need to pay for this? Because
when their celebrity gets the absolute bejesus beat out of them.
You know? I mean, maybe, but here's the thing. Like, when you think about hardcore MMA fans kept the UFC alive for a lot of years.
No question.
But it wasn't until they got the casual fan that really made the money. I understand that there are more casual influencer fans than there are hardcore MMA fans. But at some point, you're going to need to put a real fight on with Jake Paul. I just don't know how many, you know, insane paydays you get out of people before people go, this isn't worth it.
He's going to have a real fight. If he's with Showtime, he's going to face somebody legit.
What's his weight class?
You think so, Bruce? I mean, keep in mind, Showtime is also the company that put on a lot of Kimbo Slice fights. Just saying.
I take back what I just said based on what you just said.
Yeah. That's a buffer 180, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a 180. What did I say? Listen, one thing about me, as hard-headed as I can be, I'm always willing to change my opinion. Just show me why.
Because you're a sensible human being, Bruce, and that's why I love working with you.
Exactly. Thank you so much, TJ. You're my biggest fan on the show. Checks in the mail. You're saying some really good stuff today. Thank you so much.
Hey, what's his weight class, this guy, the Paul?
He's like 180?
185,
like
I think, you know, in our sport, middleweight, potentially light heavyweight in boxing.
Gotcha.
You know, light heavyweight, I think, is around 190, if I'm not mistaken. Or
it is, yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, guys, you know, this NFT craze that's going on, we're going to get more and more about it. Did you hear about this Charlie Bit My Finger YouTube video that went viral?
Yeah, I mean, I remember it like 15 years ago. Ow, okay. Charlie.
No, it's like the kid, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah, no, I know. He's a British kid. He's a British kid. So
get this.
Yeah.
They made an NFT of that video. What do you think it sold for?
I don't want to know. I don't
$760,000.
Stop it.
Okay,
who's
so how much can
money?
We, how much can we get the NFT of Sammy spilling coffee earlier on the program?
Oh wow.
I don't know, but I'm gonna be having the It's Time NFT is gonna be coming out this year. I'm gonna be very interested to see and by one of the top companies. I'm gonna be very interested to see what that goes for. We'll see what happens. So who knows? And then others, whether I do with Let's Get Ready to Rumble, but I'm seeing these NFTs and I still don't get it. You know how much sports stuff I collect? I don't think I'll ever buy an NFT. Be honest with you.
Well, to me, the reason that I would say you wouldn't buy that, Bruce, is because you live in a friggin' museum. You know, you display things. Like, things are on display. You can't really do that with NFT. Sorry, Sam. Go.
If you guys listening go to an Instagram account called The Nuzzy, N-U-Z-Z-Y. Nuzzy is an old radio coworker of mine from back in the day. And he started this company with others called Hologram USA, I believe it is. And they do these holograms. And this is this new NFT.
Okay, I got it.
That's an NFT right there. There you go. That's perfect example.
It looked like a ring, like a Hall of Fame ring or something.
So the world's first volumetric pro sports memorabilia hologram NFT dropped on the eve of the playoffs by three-time champion Danny Green. And the new NFT management and curation platform and marketplace, New Renaissance. The buyer will receive it's called Portal. So there's Hologram USA that made the holograms initially. That was Alki David. So Portal, P-O-R-T-L, is a device that you buy and you can hologram in your grandma and literally real time. They're like in this hologram and talking to you with a camera and they can speak and see you. And it's super cool. So you would get this hologram portal thing that displays this fucking rotating ring. And it was created uniquely by Danny Green, championship ring in hologram form. So who knows how much
that's the problem though. This is the problem though. I know that's worth a lot of money, but like, this is the key to my car. That's real. I can hold it.
I you know. But then again, this is real too, because you would.
It's not. It's a video loop.
Okay, but hang on. You're buying a hologram NFT that exists within the realm of the portal boundaries that you can display like an art piece.
Sam, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Maybe I'm old. Maybe I've jumped the shark at this point. But when I hear buy this hologram, buy this portal, buy that, like all I hear is NFT, you want oceanfront property in Wyoming? I got it. No,
it's art. It's art. You're looking at it wrong. It's an art installation.
I'd rather have Bruce Buffer come over and blow his nose in a Kleenex and put that Kleenex in a damn.
Well, you know what happened? That, what was it? Britney Spears, a snot rag from her, sold for $15,000 or $13,000 years ago.
That's disgusting. It drives me crazy, Bruce, but I totally get it. I mean, I get that over not real tokens.
I know a penthouse pet that sells her toenail clippings.
Okay.
Those are real. And she could use her man's toenails and not even send hers just in case somebody wanted to clone her. Smart.
We go? Because I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I could give you one more example. We already talked about it on the old SNR show. I'm afraid to even mention it right now.
Don't.
Not going there.
I know. I remember the story.
Yeah, you know what it is.
It's not good. Hey, Bruce, why don't you tell people about Puncher's Chance and where they can buy it or getting a cameo or something? We got to go.
I'll be happy to do that. Hey, guys, you know, Kurt Cobain's hair, right? We talked about it last week, remember? $14,000 for a few strands of his hair, Sammy. $14,000.
What would you pay for his toenail clippings?
I wouldn't pay anything. I'd give him back and I'd pay them to keep him. Not interested. Hey, Sammy, Kelly Clark, you know, DeGeneres is going to leave the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Oh, is it because of all the controversy?
You know, it's not being said as that, but let's just get real. That controversy has been carrying on for a number of years, but she is in her 19th season. She's made, I mean, if the woman's not a billionaire by now, I don't know who would be.
Can we just say the show is over? Because Ellen DeGeneres leaving the Ellen DeGeneres show makes it sound like there's going to be someone else taking her
Kelly
spot.
Kelly Clarkson. It's going to become the Kelly Clarkson show. She's going to take over her daytime slot. And Kelly Clarkson, good for her, has proven to be a very successful TV show host, aside from a fabulous singer.
Have I ever told you my Kelly Clarkson story?
I know, but we're dying to hear it.
Back when I was 18 years old, I interned for a radio morning show in Minneapolis, and they didn't pay me. So they're like, hey, you want to go to Los Angeles? And I was like, no, not really. And they're like, but we're going to send you anyway. So I went to Los Angeles for the season one finale of American Idol. I landed, I hated the city. I was like, I'd never, ever want to come back here again. Now 20 years later, I live here. But I stayed at the Renaissance Hotel in Hollywood and Highland, right there in Hollywood. And I skipped the finale of American Idol to go to the beach because I'm from the Midwest. Let's go to the beach. But everyone was hugging this lady on the way out. So I was like, all right, whatever. She's semi-attractive. I'll give her a hug and pretend I'm her fan too. Turned out to be Kelly Clarkson.
Very cool.
Wow.
Very cool. You know, those.
Not a great story, but that's my
Kelly Clarkson. It's a great story.
The build-up was almost better.
Okay.
The build-up was better. All right, guys, it's time to sign off. So, Sammy, tell us what's happening. Anything you want to tell the people. And I want to wish you a very happy Memorial Day weekend, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's right, sir. I just want to tell the people how much I love the people. And I want to thank the people for being so supportive of me.
A woman of the people.
Me back. And just generally for being people, because without you being people, I would never appreciate people.
All right. And we love people.
And remember that? People. Okay. But follow me if you're a people person that likes people like me.
If you're a person, place, or thing, if you fit in the noun category, it's Sam's pajamas party on Instagram?
No, only one pajama.
Sam's pajama.
Sammy, if you're in my generation, there was a song that was huge back then. People who need people.
I remember
are
that.
The most wonderful people
in the world.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Isolated NFT, Bruce Buffer, Sam Phillips singing, we're going to make $1 million.
Okay, I'm on a register. When I say release my first NFT, I can't for another 3 months. I want to keep them special, but I do have plans for a number of them.
So wait, you're saying that doing a blended NFT with me is not special?
I did not say that.
NFTs even more complex.
They'll come a point where I'll share the wealth, as they say. Let me just get my initial ones out there.
I'm still thrown off by toenail clippings. Just saying.
Yeah, well, it's time radio, folks. It's the show we talk about what you think about, but afraid to ask. It's no holes barred. So TJ, tell us what's up and I'm going
to
sign off.
Wait, can I just say where to follow me? Fuck Sam's Pajama Party on the Instagram, The Single Life on the
Twitter. You saying at fuck Sam's Pajama Party or at Sam's
Pajama? At Sam's Pajama Party.
Right. Okay.
On the Instagram.
14 TJ, 14.
Yeah. At The Single Life on the Twitter. Sammy Phillips, Sammy, on the Facebook. That's it.
I love how, this is where branding comes in. I'm going to teach you something right now. The fact that you had to read three different ones, you had to look at them to say them.
Can I share how it's done, Bruce?
Yeah, show it how it's done.
Follow me anywhere on social media at TJ DeSantis.
Yeah, you know what? I was late to the whole social media fucking craze.
You could have changed it by now.
No, I fucked it all up. It used to be The Single Life on everything. And then I started this fucking TV show and I'm like, yeah, I'm too lazy to have two IG accounts. So I'm just going to change The Single Life to fucking Sam's Pajama Party. And then realized, nah, I think I want to stick to The Single Life. I went to go change it back and some fucking person stole it. So
I gotta go, guys. Can we go?
It's just too complicated, dude. Just fucking search Sam or Samantha Phillips. Instagram.
Whoa. Twitter. Your name's Samantha. It took me a decade plus to realize that.
And now we got another one. Here we go. Okay.
Guess what my middle name is. It starts with a G.
I don't even want to.
Greta.
Think just came to my mind. Go ahead.
Greta. I don't know.
You pick a G name.
I just Grace. Did. Greta.
I know he can do it. Grace. Okay. No. Gail.
That's cute.
Samantha Gail.
Anybody ever call you Gail? Because my middle name's Anthony. Nobody ever called me Anthony.
I'll give you guys $100 if you can pick my middle name.
Jeremy. Oh,
give us a hint.
No.
It starts with a J.
I wouldn't know, TJ. I can't even guess.
It's all right. It's all right, Bruce. I do not have a middle name.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was going to say. Darn it. That's what I had.
My name is TJ. Doesn't stand for anything.
Bullshit. It's not like Tom Jones, DeSantis.
It's definitely not TJ. Tom Jones. It's TJ.
Just call me TJ. Just call him TJ. Just call me Bruce.
J. No periods. TJ.
All right. TJ, your turn to sign off. So you've signed
off.
Did
I already do that? At TJ DeSantis. Follow me or something. Cameo. Bruce Buffer is very mad that I don't make more money on it. So help me with Bruce so he doesn't chastise me for not making more money on it.
I will never chastise you. And Sammy, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Hey, now you're interrupting me. Come on now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
UFC Fight Pass. Check out extra rounds. That's it. That's all I got.
I apologize for that.
I love you, Buff.
I love you too. But congratulations on that show. I mean, tell me, like I said last week, taking off, TJ.
And
you want to buy my toenail clippings?
No, but I think everybody should check out. TJ's a great commentator, does an excellent job in so many different ways. And he's on Cameo.
Yeah.
And Sammy, are you on Cameo yet? No, of course not.
I'm getting on there. And by the way, the lady that you gave me is a different lady than the first lady you gave me.
Oh, no, because Kelly took over for her. You want Kelly.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be that lady.
Yeah, because I gave you the other one so long ago, and you've been sitting on your butt not doing anything, and now you need to do something, which is an example of procrastination in business, which Bruce Buffer does not take credit.
Excuse me. No. That actually.
All right. Follow Bruce Buffer at Bruce Buffer.
I'm a very,
on
very,
Instagram
very
at Bruce Buffer UFC.
I'm in my branding and marketing mode, Sammy. I'm just playing with you.
I'm up
kidding
at 4 a.m. wheeling and fucking dealing until I pass out in the middle of a movie with my little roommates at any time between, I don't know, 8 and 10 p.m.
I'm going to go back to this.
All there day, every day. All day, every day. And I have to get all dolled up to do a cameo. It's like a whole fucking thing. I have to look cute. I have to find something cute to say. I have to be like, hey, guys.
You don't have to find anything cute to say because it's written for you right on the screen. It's easy.
I'm about ready to pay NFT prices to end this show.
Yeah. Okay. Sammy, love you.
Love you.
Thank you. See you.
I think you're all right, Sam.
Okay.
I think you're doing great, Sammy. I'm just playing with you. We're just jabbing back and forth. All right, everybody. It is Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to enjoy 3 days of a much needed hiatus and then back on the road again for many things. The It's Time Energy products will be out in June. Very excited to announce that when it happens. Don't forget to get your puncher's chance. Get ready for 263 in Phoenix. Have it on the table and enjoy. And I'll toast you from the Octagon. Other than that, I will see you in a couple weeks from the Octagon. But we'll be back next week. And next Tuesday of next week when we tape, we have none other than the head sheriff of LA County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Alex Villanueva, on the show. I'm very excited about the show coming up. And we'll be back next week. All of you, please, TJ, love you. Sammy, love you. Have a great week. Enjoy your relaxing Memorial Day weekends with your family and loved ones. And I will see you when I get back here. Set your goals, write them down, get on that path, be the best you can be, because then you're winning. And that's what we're all about in It's Time Radio. It's about winning. Talk to you soon. Buffer out. Hope you enjoyed the show. It was an interesting one.
Bye.